and opportunities to ask for much at all. Queen Latifah infused feminism into rap when female artists were barely allowed through the door. And then she left that door open.
The rhyme, it is wicked. Those that don't know how to be pros get evicted. A woman could bear you, break you, take you. Now it's time to rhyme. Can you relate to a sister dope enough to make you holler and scream?
Yo, let me take it from here, queen. Excuse me, but I think I'm about due to get into precisely what I am about to do. I'm conversating to the folks who have no whatsoever clue. So listen very carefully as I break it down for you. Merrily, 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 hyper, happy, overjoyed. Please, with all the beats and rhymes my sisters have employed. Look, as you're throwing down the sound, totally a yes. Let me state the position. Ladies first, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, there's gonna be some changes right there.
Being a woman is great to see. I know that all the fellas out there will agree with me. Not for being one, but for being with one. Cause when it's time for loving, it's the woman that gets them sworn. Stepping, strutting, moving on, rhyming, cutting, and not forgetting. We are the ones to give birth to the new generation of prophets, cause it's late.
I break into a lyrical freestyle. Grab the mic, look at the crowd and see smiles. Cause they see a woman standing up on her own too. Sloppy slouching is something I won't do. Something that we can't flow.
Can't flow.
Stereotypes, they got to go.
Got to go.
I'ma mess around and flip the scene into reverse.
With what?
With a little touch of ladies first. My mind expands throughout the universe. A female rapper with a message to send. The Queen Latifah is a perfect specimen.
My sister, can I get some?
Sure, Moni Love, grab the mic and get dumb.
Yo, praise me not for being simply what I am. Born in L-O-N-D-O and sound American. You dig exactly where I'm coming from. You want righteous rhyming, I'ma give you some. To enable you to age yourself and get paid. And the material that has no meaning, I wish to slay. Pay me every bit of your attention. Like mother, like daughter, I would also like to mention. I wish for you to bring me to the bring me to the rhythm of which is now systematically given. Desperately stressing, I'm the daughter of a sister who's the mother of a brother who's the brother of another. Plus one more. All four have a job to do. We do and a respect due to the mother who's the root of it. And next up is me, the M-O-N-I-E-L-O-V-E. And I'm first cause I'm a L-A-D-I-E.
Contact and in fact, the style it gets harder. Cooling on the scene with my European partner. Laying down track after track, waiting for the climax. When I get there, that's when I text the next man or the next woman. It doesn't make a difference. Keep the competition coming. And I recite chapter and verse. The title of this recital is Ladies First.
summer.
Get up!
To the brain. Ooh, baby, what's your name? I love the way you're spitting the game. You made me change from thinking all guys the same. You the type of guy I want to marry in months. Got exactly what I want. And ain't no faking the funk. Your attitude is funk and you're making me crunk.
Yes, it's real, baby. Got me so crazy. Light my fire dirty. Light the way you serve me. Stimulate my body. Crunk just like a party. You won't be sorry. My poppy, I'm your mommy.
I'm in your life to come and let you explore. Take you on a tour. The kind of guys that be talking that noise is the reason I ignore. And you the one I wanna take to meet mom. He's a rap superstar. I wanna be the one you like. I'm sure to do you right.
Yes, it's real, baby. Got me so crazy.
Is it real, hun, if it's really real?
Let's chill.
Baby, pop an X-pill.
How does sex feel?
Come and get your next thrill.
You the raw deal.
Yo, I'm saying, if your man won't,
Mr. Meth will.
That's amore, all day. Mind over matter and my forte is foreplay. Sex on a platter, have it your way. Then who serve you everything on the menu and all that freak shit that you into? Sweet lady, you drive me half crazy. Maybe we can go half on a baby.
On a baby?
Papa got a brand new bag. Hidden in the stash of his brand new Jag. Lovely, kick your shoes off and get comfy. We can bump uglies if you ain't got your monthly. Yes, I like American Pie. Tell him M.I. Crooked letter Y.
Ooh, yes, it's real, baby. Got me so crazy. Light my fire dirty. Light the way you serve it. Stimulate my body. Crunk just like a party.
H-O-D, man, M-I-S-S-Y-I-M. I came to bang, bang the boogie. I see you looking to bang out my nookie. You want my cookies, I bake for you rookies. Work hard to put me to bang, bang to stick me. If you want my nookie, you got to come quickly. M-E-T-H-O-D, is you with me?
Mr. Meth,
is you with me?
This week on Girly So Groovy, we are honoring the trailblazing hip-hop pioneer Queen Latifah and the women who've built careers thanks to the doors she has opened. We heard music right there from Missy Elliott with her song Bring the Pain. That's from Missy Elliott's album Under Construction. In addition to Missy Elliott, another woman who speaks openly about her adoration of Queen Latifah is Lizzo. Lizzo there in the middle with her song Water. That is from Lizzo's debut album, 'Cause I Love You. And then, of course, kicking off the second hour, the woman of the hour, Queen Latifah, reaching back to her debut album, All Hail the Queen. We heard the song Ladies First. In an era and genre where hip-hop music in many ways was holding women down, Queen Latifah stepped onto the scene with that anthem, Ladies First, teaming up with the hip-hop artist Money Love. It is a song that, yes, opens doors for so many women rappers to walk through, but it also opens a window into the lives of Black women at a time in pop culture where Black women did not have much of a voice. Queen Latifah is absolutely a queen. By 1991, she established herself as a vital and vibrant voice in hip-hop. With her debut album, 1989's All Hail the Queen, at only 19 years old, the New Jersey native changed hip-hop with an original sound that imbued her brand of rap with street-smart feminism and a wisdom that just was beyond her youth. That signature hit, Ladies First, again, a duet with British rapper Money Love, became a rap feminist anthem and manifesto, and Queen Latifah became a legend. With a follow-up album, Nature of a Sista, Queen Latifah quickly realized that if she is going to open a door, she needs to uplift as well. Nature of a Sista is an album that, on the superficial, could be viewed as the typical MC braggadocia. She is named herself the Queen, after all. But looking beyond that, sometimes we can miss just how aspirational and inspirational Queen Latifah's confidence is. With her sophomore album, Nature of a Sista, part of Queen Latifah's plan was to elevate and uplift. And it's through her raps about self-confidence, she emphasizes the importance of celebrating Black excellence, especially Black female excellence. When Queen Latifah rightly asserts herself as the best, she's not just speaking for herself. She is speaking for other women who prevail and persist. Queen Latifah speaks for other women who triumph over adversity and the patriarchy. It's Queen Latifah, the pioneer of hip-hop, here on Girly So Groovy.
Get funky with it.
So take off your hats, matter of fact, hail the new sire. You're hungry as hell, so I'm cooking up the chowder. It's laced with ingredients, curcuma like gunpowder. Pop, pop, lick a shot, then I got the order. I'm running for the border for causing disorder. Pop, pop, lick a shot, got on my defenses. I'm running for the fences, of course I'm relentless. The particular name of this queen is Latifah. I've often been classified as a feminine teacher. Collectively capture the heart of a nation. Love my culture and show appreciation. You're looking for the black and blue, I'm the ones who give it to you. What are you mad? Give me some of what you had. You can hop, 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 and bluff, bluff, but I got enough of the rough stuff. Not, not enough of the rough stuff is what I do and I do it well. The proof is in the pudding. I show and prove, not show and tell, tall tales. You get caught up in the crossfire. Buckshot must be what you want to desire. I write concepts, I don't be fronting or be bugging. I solely write the rhymes up for the beats that you be loving. It's a love thing. The queen doing her thing. If I was a liquid, you would drink me like Tang. You think I'm kicking things that I myself don't even heed? I rap not for the love of the music, but for greed. Latifah's booty, no, she can never succeed. She, you watch me do it and boom it, the flavor unit will snap next. You want to listen to the lingo, you think about it, guess it. You're starving.
That's right, enough for the rockstar. To a pear, to a plum with a little sun and rays. I got flavor for days. Now I'm the type that the fellas call a honey. And from me, you know you get a run for your money. And this is no meaningless attack. I gave you a chance. Matter of fact, yo, I ordered them to dance for me. They try to turn me inside out. They felt the wrath of my madness. I let them come into my house and spook Latifah's door. For the criminals to curse and all the gentlemen know it's cool ladies first. Not the typical female that tends to fall victim to the evil that men do. Small puff, I call you bluff. I'm not mad, I just had enough of the rough stuff.
Everybody know Latifah love positivity. No positivity, erase negativity. Me coming at the dance, I'm a nice little fiery. Me rolling with the playful unit posse. As a black woman, me want equality. Equality and the freedom to be me. Never mother returns, they call her mommy. They go brother and sister, Angelo and Kelly. They brother in them last, but they call them Winky. Plus me, daddy, and you have family. Not for a black planet, not for a black country. Only for one God, one tribe, one destiny. Jeez.
And winter nights, the seasons change, and that's a fact, is it not? Domo arigato! Ha! Danke! Merci! Thank you!
Honey.
Celebrating hip-hop groundbreaking pioneer Queen Latifah and the women who have built careers thanks to the work of Queen Latifah here on Girly So Groovy. We just heard music from British Sri Lankan hip-hop artist M.I.A. reaching back to her debut album, Arular. We heard the song Galang. In the middle, it is music from Nena Cherry, a musician who really built her launched career in the early days of Queen Latifah's success. We heard the song The Next Generation. That is from Nena Cherry's debut album, Raw Like Sushi. And then, of course, kicking the set off, it is Queen Latifah reaching back to her 1991 sophomore album, Nature of a Sista. We heard the song Enough of the Rough Stuff. In the early days of hip-hop, there was an inherent misogyny to the music. Rather than reflecting anything remotely resembling the full range of black women's identities, too frequently women were simply quote-unquote bitches and hoes. The terms were used so often in 1990s hip-hop that they became colloquialisms, rolling off the tongues of male rappers as easily as if they were describing the color of someone's eyes. In hip-hop videos, male MCs were using women as coveted trophies. But not just any woman, in fact. She was a fantasized fetish, disposable arm candy. In many music videos of the time, women like this wore as little as possible and gyrated or sulked in whatever way best pleased the alpha male rapping the lyrics. The point of view in hip-hop was still overwhelmingly male. This was not empowerment through sexual expression. It was just simple sexist hate speech. Queen Latifah was not having it. By the early 90s, she had already become a success as a skilled MC, both with that debut album, All Hail the Queen, and then her sophomore album, Nature of a Sista. It was Latifah's third album, 1993's Black Rain, that turned a critical eye back on her own community. The song Unity issued a direct retort to sexist men, MCs, and everyday dudes from her neighborhood who had made the terms bitch and hoe go-to descriptors. In it, Queen Latifah poses perhaps the most important question in 90s pop culture. Who you calling a bitch? The song also addresses sexual harassment, domestic violence, the cycle of violence within the black community, and the ways black female sexuality had been objectified in life and art.
Time I hear a brother call a girl a bitch or a hoe, trying to make a sister feel low. You know all of that got to go. Now everybody knows there's exceptions to this rule. I don't be getting mad when we playing, it's cool. But don't you be calling me out my name. I bring rap to those who disrespect me like a dame. That's why I'm talking. One day I was walking down a block, I had my cut off shorts on right, cause it was crazy hot. I walked past these dudes when they passed me. One of them felt my booty, he was nasty. Yeah. I turned around red, somebody was catching the rat. Then the little one said,
yeah, me, bitch.
And laughed. Since he was with his boys, he tried to break fly. I